Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. Criminal charges have not yet been filed in Washington County Court against a 46-year-old man police say severely beat a 13-year-old neighbor boy in Richfield Monday evening. Brian Scott Olson was taken into custody on Holy Hill grounds early Wednesday morning. Olson may be facing mental competency issues. When approached by deputies, he reportedly had an object in his hands and wanted deputies to shoot him. The victim's father found his son unconscious and unresponsive Monday evening. He'd been mowing the lawn when he was allegedly attacked. A 37-year-old Beaver Dam woman has died after being struck by a pickup while she was trying to help out with an accident on Highway 151 in the town of Calamus early yesterday. Dodge County authorities say the woman had stopped her vehicle in the left lane of 151 southbound to render aid to people involved in an unrelated two-vehicle property damage-only crash that landed vehicles that were northbound in the median on 151 north of Forest Road at about 5:15 Thursday morning. A 28-year-old Beaver Dam man who was southbound in a pickup truck swerved to avoid the woman's car and instead struck the woman who was walking on the median shoulder. She was pronounced dead at the scene. There were no other injuries. Names of those involved are expected to be released later today. West Bend police arrested a 36-year-old Apple River, Illinois woman Wednesday afternoon after the woman called police and said she was driving her vehicle while intoxicated and needed to be arrested. The woman was located on South 7th Avenue at Decorah Road at just before 12:30 Wednesday afternoon. She failed field sobriety tests and blew a .21 in a PBT before her arrest. She was also in possession of prescription medication she didn't have a prescription for. She'll be charged with that offense as well as OWI.